This is Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them. Brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. It's getting to be time for the National Audubon Society's Christmas Bird Count. Between December 14th and January 5th, scientists and bird watchers will head outdoors to count birds. Each year, they return to the same locations to count circles of a 7-mile radius, to survey bird populations. Kevin Holliday, the education coordinator for New Mexico's Department of Game and Fish, says, on these annual bird counts, you never know what you're going to see.
Birds that sometimes you think you're going to see that are common, sometimes you just miss them. And then other times there's birds that you had no idea you'd run into. Birds don't read the guidebooks about where they're supposed to be and where they're not supposed to be.
Besides this massive data-gathering effort, the Audubon Christmas Bird Count is fun. At the Rocky Mountain Bird Observatory in Colorado, Arvind Panjabi directs international projects, and he says one of the main emphases has been getting people engaged in bird watching.
And for that, it's been very effective. I think for a lot of people, it's been the way that they've gotten into bird watching.
This annual bird census, thousands of people across the country counting birds, it's an amazing thing. They call it citizen science. Christopher Rustay is conservation delivery leader for Playa Lakes Joint Venture.
Citizen science is basically information that's gathered by folks who generally are not scientists, yet have the skills and abilities to be able to gather the data appropriately.
Scientists take the data, according to Rustay, and massage it and understand it in order to produce long-term results that really contribute to our knowledge of what's happening to birds across the country. Scientists say each year's count is merely a snapshot in time, but you compile years and decades of bird counts at the same locations, and Kevin Holliday says you've got some important data.
If you do it enough years in a row, in some places, 100 plus years, you get a really good idea about long-term trends. Trends nationwide, actually, for some birds that are recovering, like the bald eagles were coming back. By the same token, Christmas bird counts have been really helpful to look at some of the declines in the northern bobwhite.
For the first time, this year's count will include Milnesand in southeast New Mexico. Rustay says the area is the center of abundance for the lesser prairie chicken.
It's pretty open country, so what's nice about this area is that you really can get a sense of what's happening to birds, and native birds occupy almost the entire area.
Kevin Holliday will participate in the Milnesand count.
We'll meet in the morning, and we'll look at our maps, and then we'll probably gather together for dinner and some nice fellowship and camaraderie and hanging out and comparing notes, seeing what birds we found. Not only is it a scientific study, but it's a lot of fun.
Rocky Mountain Bird Observatory Vice Chairman of the Board, Chuck Hundertmark, sums up the importance of the annual count.
It's one of those things where citizen scientists can contribute to the kind of long-term data gathering effort that scientific organizations just couldn't handle on their own. There's no way you could get a project of this scale funded. But when you have volunteers, they can make a major contribution. And once you get hooked on Christmas bird counts, a lot of other citizen science activities that people get involved in.
Beginning this year, participation in the bird count is free, and links to more information are on our website. You've been listening to Playa Country, a weekly show about the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains. This program is made possible by the Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures. Learn more about today's topic and listen to archived episodes on the website playacountry.org.